I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man, I feel just like a rock star.
So the most important thing I've found that you can do is really just be a master at understanding the kindergarten simple pitch and whatever flow you're going to use for your campaign, right? And then what's the most scalable is getting a copywriter to create that for you and get that out for you. Now, I was never really the best or the strongest copywriter in the game, right? Which is why, you know, having an apprentice, having someone come under you has always been a really solid way for you to scale this stuff up. So this is a quick video on hiring copywriters and how to find somebody. Now, the biggest mistake you can make when you're hiring a copywriter is just assuming that they're gonna blow it up, right? That the copywriter knows everything that you need to know in order to explode your campaign to another level. And that's the reason why that nothing ever really works for people who hire copywriters, because copywriters really can do amazing work if they're just given guidance. You know, even if you're the best ninja rock climber ever, if you just go sending people up Mount Everest, they're never going to be able to do it without having a clear map and a clear roadmap. So what works for VSLs is having the flow down, the flow that we did in the last video. If you take a flow and you tell a copywriter, hey man, I want it to be like this, I want to follow, this is the flow, I want you to rewrite this script, and I want you to do it as close to the last script as possible. I want it to be as close as possible to what's currently working, to this big winning campaign. They're like, okay, that's it. Any B-level copywriter can be a world-class copywriter if they just follow a proven campaign, right? Any B-level, you know, mountaineer can climb Mount Everest if they just follow a proven path. And the flow in the last video and the kindergarten simple pitch that you had, that is the flow that you're going to want them to follow for you to have the biggest and best chance at swinging to the moon as possible. Again, you can't really control whether you hit the ball. All you really can control, though, is whether or not your baseball bat is going 100 miles an hour. That's what really matters at the end of the day. In order to find a world-class copywriter, my secret and my trick is to hire 5 people and fire 4. Hire 5 writers and fire 4. This is a very simple job. You want to split test writers because one guy is going to make a world of a difference. One guy is going to make all of the difference for whether your campaign is mediocre, whether it's break even, or whether it goes completely nuclear. So what I like to do is basically hire 5 people and give them each a task. I typically do writing leads. I think leads is a pretty easy test for most people. And I pay maybe like $500 for like 5 different leads, and I give it to 5 different people. And I just say, hey, this is the product, this is the flow. I will give them even like a lead Bible, you know, and I'll just tell them, hey, rewrite one of these leads. Can you rewrite one of these leads? And rewrite a couple leads for me. And, you know, I'll pay them like $100 a lead. And you basically just see what they come up with, right? How long did it take for them to get back to you? What was the quality of this? How much did you like them? How reliable were they? You know, and once you get all these pieces back, somebody is going to stand up, because there's a lot of bad habits that copywriters can find. Like, I met a guy who worked for Jason Capital, and all of his stuff was very aggressive and not very brand friendly at all. And only by split testing people is how you find the real winners, the real gold mines, and test everybody. You know, I put up an ad and had 4 people reach out, and then one young Scottish guy just get tagged from a friend, and I proactively reached out to him and was like, hey man, want to take a swing at this project? And he says, okay. And he ends up coming in clutch, and this Scottish kid ends up being, who didn't really have a crazy amount of background afterwards, ends up being the co-writer for, you know, the biggest campaign on the planet right now, which is Silva, which is super, super cool. So there's 4 places that I typically find writers. One is the Cult of Copy Facebook group. The second one is Copy Accelerator, another great place to find VSL writers. Another great place is just through your own network. You know, I like social media because, one, when I need something, I can just do a post and a lot of people will reach out to me. And that's what I recommend for you. Like, if you post on Facebook and really get yourself out there on Instagram also, you'll be able to get to the point where you can make a post and have a bunch of people want to reach out and work with you and be really excited about working with you. And then the last place is Upwork. I've found some good people off Upwork, so definitely there's a good place to find guys there. And that's really it. You know, give them a task, $100 a lead, make them write 4 to 5 leads, see how long it takes, and then find the one guy who you think is the guy you want with you in the battlefield here, and hire him for the project. Once you got him, all you got to do is tell him, hey, this is the flow we're going to follow. It's going to go like this, boom, 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 boom. You just go through the VSL flow with him, the order of it, the how it's going to be organized, and then you give him the script and you tell him, hey, I want you to rewrite this script as closely as possible. This script was a multi-million dollar script. It's made so much people so much money, and we want to model it and use it as the foundation, use the sales formula as the foundation of our VSL flow. So just have him start rewriting it and start putting it together. And if you do that, they'll really know exactly what to do, right? They really just get it and they go off and they get it done. Any B-level guy can really make this happen, but you really got to split test the people and find yourself a real winner. Like Steve Jobs has this amazing quote where, like, the difference between a C-level software engineer and an A-level software engineer is like a thousandfold difference. Like, the results you're going to get are off the rock or crazy different. And the same thing is really true with copy, but you don't actually need the most A-list copywriters ever to create monster campaigns. All you really need is a proven flow that follows a winning formula, and then a talented copywriter who can come in and follow the footsteps that has to be followed. And then you need, you know, some compliance to make sure everything is good. You need to FSK score that so that it's down to simple levels that everyone can easily understand. And you need to have it reviewed by another copywriter, right? Copy Chiefed. So that way you really have the best chance of making this thing work. So that's what I recommend you do. Get a copywriter on board, especially if you're in the VSL game. You want someone under your wing working full-time on writing copy for you as much as possible. This is a really good solid hack in order to find the best copywriter. And that's pretty much it. If you want to take this ball into your own hands and you want to do the copy on your own, here's the first hack that I would recommend you, right? You're going to take the script, you're going to open the script, and you're just going to start rewriting line by line, piece by piece, putting it together, rewriting it, following the flow, breaking it down into chunk by chunk by chunk, so that you know what each scene is about, and keeping each paragraph about the same size as the other paragraph. You're following as closely as possible to what was winning. Now, the thing with writing your own copy is that it looks like shit. You need to understand that it's about evolution. It's not about being perfect. Roadblocks and writer's block all comes from you worrying about whether this is the perfect thing to say. You just need to blah. You just need to throw up on your computer. A 1 out of 10 VSL is better than a 0 out of 10 VSL. So there's a process where it just sucks. It just sucks balls. But you just put the copy down and get it down there. And then when you do the next draft and you improve it and you start reading it, you'll improve it and make it a 3 out of 10, and then a 5 out of 10, and then a 7 out of 10. And then you have somebody look at it, and now it's an 8 out of 10 or a 9 out of 10. And you have somebody else look at it, and it becomes 11 out of 10. It becomes a banger. The whole thing starts to evolve. Your multiple takes on the script is what's going to slowly start to get this thing to evolve and get it to be the best that it could possibly be. So that's it. Get to it, man. Get to it. Start cranking out that VSL script. Let's get this thing on board. Let's get this thing shot, and let's get this campaign rocketing up for you.